one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsford, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. Well, the MLS postseason kicks off this week, and we're going to have our thoughts and predictions with Michael Lewis and Dick Howard. And Dick Howard, of course, will also have all the latest news from the world of international soccer, and there certainly was a lot to talk about over the weekend, especially in one certain stadium in London, which I will be prognosticating and bragging about shortly with Dick Howard. Yes, don't you? Hey, you like Conte. Come on, give me a break.
I do. But do you like the team more than you like Conte?
Well, I like Conte too. He put it to
Conte. We got to call him Conte.
Conte. And, of course, we also will have our very special guest tonight on the show. Tonight we're very happy to have with us the NWSL Most Valuable Player, the Golden Boot winner, and newly capped U.S. International Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash. She will be on at 7 o'clock, so call your friends, call your family, and tell them that Lynn Williams will be the special guest on the show this evening. Let's now bring in Joe Sirianni, who we heard from briefly a moment ago. Joe, what's going on?
Andrew, much like you said, there's a lot of good news in the world of soccer, especially in Europe, where, you know, everything is happening there. The MLS, of course, is nearing the playoff stages right now, and there's a lot of excitement in there. Landon Donovan is back in the groove, and now with LA, and there's a lot of good things happening that are making our life a little bit better, because we are aficionados of this game. And certainly, you know, when you look at the entire picture of the European soccer and the referee's life, there leaves a lot to be desired. I'm very upset, not upset, I'm discouraged, because sometimes stuff happens and the referees, even though in good spirit, they make bad calls. And, you know, the TV proves everything right now. So I wonder how they cope with that, or, you know, when they look at the TV and they see the mistake they made. That's wondering.
The referees say this: they don't make any mistakes. It's the video replay that's wrong.
Well,
so anyway, we want to mention right off the top of the show, we want to congratulate the New York Red Bulls too. They won the USL Cup yesterday, winning 5-1 over Swope Park Rangers, the Sporting Kansas City second team. The match was actually 2-1 at the 85th minute at Red Bull Arena, and then Red Bulls 2 just pounded them with 3 goals in the last few minutes as Swope Park tried to get back into the match. So congratulations to them. Brandon Allen, the MVP, with a hat trick in the match, and probably, Joe, he's going to be the MVP of the league. He's up for that with a couple other players, but he led the league in scoring, and he's the MVP of the playoffs.
You know, one of the things that I have observed in many years with soccer, that there are players that excel at a certain time in their career, and certainly Brandon is doing that right now, along with all the other goals that he scored throughout the season.
So congratulations, John Walanek and New York Red Bulls, too. So that ends the USL season. We'll be back again next year with some new teams and a bigger schedule. The Rochester Rhinos were represented in the USL All-League teams, and second team Joe Farrell was named All-Second Team as a defender, and Canardo Forms in the midfield. And it's very strange, though, that Thomas Gomez did not make first or second team, but yet he was the leading goalkeeper in the league.
Politics.
Very strange. He's up for goalkeeper of the year with the other two players who made the All-League team, Mitch Hildebrand of SC Kansas City and Davala Gorick of the Colorado Springs Switchbacks. Also up for award for Rookie of the Year is Joe Farrell, but he's up against one Brandon Allen, so you can imagine it's probably, unless they just give Allen the MVP and they give somebody else the Rookie of the Year. We'll see what happens there. But
certainly we hope that the Rams goalkeeper get the accolades.
I hope so. He certainly deserves it. Came on very strong at the end of the year, did very well in the last six or seven matches of the year when he was starting, and the Rhinos did extremely well shutting out their opponents. One other quick note before we go to our first break. Western New York Flash will be a lot of familiar faces coming back next year. 14 of the Flash players will be back, and they signed with renewed contracts or they exercised the option. Leanne Sanderson should be back as well. She was, of course, injured at the end of last year. We'll see what happens with her career as they go into next year. So that is good news, of course, for all Flash fans. The familiar faces from the champions will all be back, and we'll see who else that the Salen family can add in.
Well, I'm sure they're going to bring in somebody somebody from the national team, maybe.
We got three of them now, so we'll see. Well, that might change. So that might actually free up some money with Lynn Williams and Abby Dahlkemper now members of the U.S. Women's National Team. So
exactly.
Maybe some international players. But let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk international soccer on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016 to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Throughout my legal career, I've heard and refereed thousands of cases. The law is both intricate and fascinating, and you learn a lot with each experience. But nothing I learned in law school compares to what I've learned as a mom. A good judge knows the law. A great judge cares about people and understands them. You can depend on me to be firm and fair, and never forget that we are all people first. I'm Stacey Romeo, and I would appreciate your vote.
Paid for by friends of Stacey Romeo.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during 2016 at Rochester Rhino Stadium and for the last 21 years. Season ticket packages for the 2017 Rochester Rhinos are now on sale. Become a season ticket holder and take advantage of the Genesee Brew House Beer Garden, the new Bourbon Bar, and great concession stands like Zweigel's Nation and the Royal Rhino. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to hear about exciting early bird special offers. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on 2.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! One step beyond!
Dancing in, around the state, the studio right now.
Oh my
Suggs
God.
Is a huge Chelsea fan, and this was played after Chelsea's 4-0 thrashing of Manchester United yesterday. The entire crowd was singing along to the saxophone.
Oh, my God.
The song.
Oh, my God.
Our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue. The number to call is 328-3382, but he is on vacation this week, so don't call him this week, or you can't leave a message. He'll be back next week, back in the office. DavidOlivoDMD.com is the website if you want to see and learn about the practice and what Dr. Olivo offers for your dental and oral hygiene health. Dick, I'm ecstatic. I was just so happy. I'm happy when Chelsea wins. I'm happy when Chelsea gets a shutout. But I'm ecstatic when they beat Manchester United because it is just it warms my heart to see Manchester United lose and not
nothing besides
no. Congratulations, Andrew. We have to congratulate him, Joe. Right? It was a convincing win.
Dick, let me tell you, this guy is beaming with the happiness. And the first thing that he does, you know.
What a start to the game, though. But you're happy, Joe, because he was an Italian coach who coached Chelsea against the Portuguese coach. So you're happy from that perspective.
I'm
an interested guy. What was said in that conversation at the end of the game? I'd love to get the words on that. I know that Jose Mourinho was not a happy camper chatting to.
Now, I don't know if this is the case, but what I read was that he said something to the effect of, you can celebrate when it's 1-0, but not when it's 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was upset because Conte was very happy when the fourth goal was scored, which was a kind of...
He was going to get the crowd involved. The crowd was, you know, more noise coming from the Manchester United section, and he was just wanting to get them involved.
I tell you, there were four beautiful goals scored. Pedro scoring that first goal in the 30 seconds into the game just set the whole tone. After that, United, they did nothing. I mean, Pogba did nothing. Gary Neville ripped Paul Pogba in the press, saying, you know, what kind of a player is he? He just was invisible. And Ibrahimovic was invisible, too. It was like
missing in action. And the same thing with Ibrahimovic. You know, he had the chance with the header that he put over the top, and the two stars really did not produce at all. And when you couple that with some dreadful defending, then you're going to lose 4-0.
They said Chris Smalling was responsible for all four goals getting scored. So Mourinho's got some trouble. He said he had the same record, Manchester United, at this time of the season as David Moyes when he was in charge of Manchester United. You know what happened to him. So
you're saying Mourinho's going to get fired?
If things don't change, they look terrible. But you know, they look great against Fenerbahce. So, you know, you just never know. But what's great is that the Premier League, the top five teams are separated by just 1 point. And even goal difference is within 2 goals.
Yeah, tremendous. Mind you, I look at that Spurs record. They're the only unbeaten team of the top five. And only 4 goals against, You know, Lloris is just playing superbly at the moment, along with his fellow defenders have been very tight. So it's going to be interesting because we've got some great games in the League Cup this week, haven't we, guys?
That's right. You've got Manchester United and Manchester City, Liverpool against Spurs, West Ham and Chelsea, some great matchups. But not this week, but next week, mark your calendars, the London Derby, Arsenal and Tottenham, and first place could be on the line in the Premiership. But it's a great way to start the year. You know, nobody's running away with it. Everybody's bunched up. Even Everton's still only 4 points, 4 or 5 points back. So
yeah, disappointing result against Burnley, you know, the late goal, but you have to take that. These late goals are happening all the time.
Well, it wasn't a late goal, Joe, that sunk Juventus, but it certainly was a controversial non-call or a call against Juventus that set that whole match up.
Well,
we've got to listen for Red Card Siriani on that one, Joe. What it's only right decision, wrong decision.
No, Rizzoli meant the right decision. It was the goal judge that reversed the whole thing. So at the end of the day, you know, he was Rizzoli was surrounded by all the Roma's players because so he gave in to them. You know, but I believe that Bonucci was not involved in the play. He was not offside, and you know that's the way it goes. But
yeah,
certainly the TV proved that the referee made a bad call.
I don't know, because you get players that will go across the goalkeeper, the line of sight of the goalkeeper, and you know, I might be inclined to disagree with that. I think that there wasn't an attempt to gain an advantage, interfering with play, but it was a close one. And obviously, the thing that people are looking at, and what I look at, Joe, is a superb save by Gianluigi Donnarumma.
Uh-huh.
The last kick of the game.
Unbelievable.
You know, it preserved the 3 points for Milan. And when you couple that with another teenager, Locatelli getting that great goal.
That was a great goal, I tell you.
It was superb. But I think that I would have, you know, for predicting the game, I would have, I think, been happy with a tie. But that final save was just superb.
I agree.
And Milan's pulled up into second place in Serie A. If you're a Serie A fan, they're going to be playing midweek this week, all the teams, because they have to make up for the Christmas break. So
yep,
a lot of matches. And then Saturday, it's Juve and Napoli. So it gets not easier for the champions.
That's going to be another tough game for, and certainly because Higuain is going to be.
He want to play well against his own club, won't he?
Yeah, I hope so.
Certainly, it's getting tight in Italy. It's getting tight all over. Even Spain is tight, and even Germany is tight. So it's all the leagues are. Nobody's
one game can dictate. Win or lose can dictate.
Or even tie. You know, all the top teams in England tied, and they drop points to Chelsea. So that's why they've got so tight. But you don't have to worry about these league standings anymore in MLS, Dick. It's down to playoff time, and Toronto FC this Wednesday hosts Philadelphia Union. And boy, the way they were talking yesterday on some of the MLS broadcasts, they're thinking Philadelphia Union could come in and win that game. And I'm just thinking, what are they thinking here? Union is playing terrible, and Toronto FC has certainly got their all guns blazing with Jovinko and Altidore scoring goals.
It's going to be interesting because the game against Chicago yesterday, the Atomic Ant was brilliant. He scored on a penalty kick and great assist for the headed goal. But they were ahead 3-1 and Chicago got a second goal, and it was a little bit back to the wall, so to speak, for the past 5 minutes in that game. And they eventually got the full points, but they've got to be a little bit tighter about this. Even though they've got a very good defensive record, Toronto FC, they still, on occasion, lose concentration and give up bad goals. And you can't afford that, of course, in the playoffs.
I think Toronto at home, Dick, is going to be a big crowd at BMO Field.
It'd be a fabulous atmosphere. It was, 25,000 at the game yesterday, and expecting a similar crowd, even though it's a little bit coolish at the moment here in Toronto.
So if Toronto FC wins, they would play NYCFC, so you and Mr. Lewis might be having a little...
But no, it's great. The first home playoff game in the team's history, so there's a lot of excitement with regards to that and all the players. and staff are looking forward to the game, but it will not be an easy one, that's for sure.
And D.C. will host Montreal, who tanked it yesterday against the New England Revolution. It'd be interesting to see with no Drogba, can Montreal go on the road? And D.C. is playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. It's a tough one, though, isn't it? They're playing at D.C. But the game, guys, that I'm looking forward to on this coming Wednesday is a game that Real Madrid are playing in the Copa del Rey. They're playing a team called Cultural Leonesa from Lyon. They're in the third tier of Spanish football, and I know that we've talked about it, the Crotones of this, you know, A-bars mm-hmm. of the game, the lower clubs, and whether they get a chance to beat one of the big boys. And that's one result I'll be looking for on Wednesday when the mighty Real Madrid go to Lyon for that game.
And Real's on the roar. I'm trying to see if that game's on. You can watch that game in the U.S. I don't think there is any game. They can't see it in the U.S. So if you can find some internet feed out there to watch it, then you know, go for it. But Dick, we'll have to end it there. We got to run out of time. But thanks as always, and good luck to Toronto FC. I'd love to see a match up with NYCFC in the playoffs.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. We'll have to get Michael involved in that discussion.
A lot of star power if that happens. So. Thanks
so much. Always a pleasure, guys. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Ciao, Dick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we'll be right back with more of our show next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Blue is the color, football is the game.
Looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Throughout my legal career, I've heard and refereed thousands of cases. The law is both intricate and fascinating, and you learn a lot with each experience. But nothing I learned in law school compares to what I've learned as a mom. A good judge knows the law. A great judge cares about people and understands them. You can depend on me to be firm and fair, and never forget that we are all people first. I'm Stacey Romeo, and I would appreciate your vote.
Paid for by friends of Stacey Romeo.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
I'm Charles Chiano, Jr. I practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Chiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Chiano for Supreme Court.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Assini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Cassini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Cassini for Congress.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Changes. Time to face the strain. Changes.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. I want to mention that next week's show, we're going to be taping it a little earlier in the day for Halloween so we can give all of our family people a chance to go out with their kids for trick-or-treating, including our great engineer, Bob D'Angelo.
And you and I are going to go as father and son.
We're going to go as our referee and his referee's assistant.
Yeah.
But next week's show, I definitely want to tune in for it. We're going to spend a little time with Michael Lewis and Dick Howard talking about some of the changes that may be happening regarding the World Cup and World Cup qualifying. There's a lot of things going around, potentially expanding the World Cup to 48 teams and changing the way CONCACAF does their qualifying, giving the smaller countries more of a chance to get through. And even if the U.S. might co-host the World Cup in 2026 with possibly Canada, as that's been talked about. So we'll spend more time with Dick and Michael on next week's show. But let's take our next break right now. When we come back, it's NWSL's most valuable player and new U.S. international, Lynn Williams of the champion Western New York Flash, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
The one-eyed one horn flying purple people eater.
One-eyed one horn flying purple people eater.
The one-eyed one horn flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016, to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Cassini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Cassini for Congress.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering. Marine at Salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
The 2016 NWSL champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to their historic title run this past season. 2017 Flash season tickets are now on sale. Reserve your seats for all 10 Flash home matches and receive exclusive perks for being one of our most dedicated fans. Come cheer the Flash as they look to repeat as NWSL champions. Call 271-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I just love to hear this. It's one of the greatest pieces of music ever written, and it's perfect. It still resonates even though it's almost 40 years old. I remember it was on the top 40.
It's very appropriate, especially in the case of the Flash.
Absolutely. And we're very proud right now to bring on our special guest tonight on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. She is the NWSL Golden Boot winner, the NWSL MVP, and she scored her first goal as a member of the U.S. Women's National Team in her first ever cap this past Wednesday. And then it picked up an assist yesterday as well. Happy to be joined by Lynn Williams, and Lynn's appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. Again, 2017 season tickets are now on sale. You don't want to miss it as the Flash look to bring home the title for a second straight year. 271-KICK is the number to call, or go to WNYFlash.com. Lynn, welcome to the show, and congratulations just seems so small to what you've accomplished in the last several weeks, but we're very, very proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations will do just fine.
Well, Lynn, it's been quite a month. I mentioned the Golden Boot, the MVP, three playoff goals in extra time, including one in the 124th minute against Washington, the winning penalty kick in the final, and then a goal less than 1 minute into your national team debut. So what do you do for an encore?
Score more goals.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, it's been a crazy, whirlwind, exciting month for me. I still have no words. yeah, I'm just truly blessed and really happy that this is happening.
Well, Lynn, just one of the things that, you know, people must say about you is that you not only have that they say in the old proverb, you have the nose for the goals and you know how to score them, but you also always put yourself in the position, you know, to score the goals. Oh. Which is, it's a compliment to you because,
thank you.
In order to score goals, you got to have somebody give you the ball, but then you got to be in the right position in order to execute. So tell me, tell us, just what you think.
Yeah, like I said in the past, like you already said, I don't score a goal unless somebody passes me the ball, and I think that just shows how great our team is. I really give a lot of credit to Paul. He definitely has helped me use what I naturally have and my natural abilities and just helped mold them a bit this year with sharpening up my runs, opening up my body when needing, closing off my body when needing, and just looking at the game differently and just knowing what to do at the right time, or at least trying to know what to do at the right time. But yeah, I definitely give a lot of credit to him, and then just my teammates just trusting in me that I'm going to be in those positions and making those runs, and it's been an awesome ride with them.
Well, Joe and I are both Italian, Lynn, and I think we would say that it's a very Italian type of striker that you are. Not only is fast and strong, but you know where to be and score, be right in the right place at the right time to score goals. And you can't teach
I'm not Italian, but I'll take it.
No, actually, you remind me, the position that Canaglia used to do. And in the old days, we had Mike Stojanovic he played for the Rochester Lancers. And the guy had the nose for the goal. I mean, he just... he just knew where to be, and he would get mad if they didn't give him the ball. And so it was kind of, a very, very good soccer players. And he was on the national team for Canada several times. So you remind me, you remind me of the players that I've been used to, like Carlos Mettidieri. You probably don't know who he is, but they call him the little mouse because he was a short guy, but he had a kick you cannot believe, much like, you know, you identify you with him. And he knew how to...
You're dating yourself, Joe.
I'll take that compliment.
There's been some great players. I mean, we talk about a guy like Doug Miller, who, he's that same type of player, but it takes a special talent to be able to score goals. It's the hardest thing in the game to score goals, and that's why there's so few of them. That's why they're so special when they get scored. Yeah. But speaking of special goals, in extra time, goals are even more special, and I got to ask you about that goal in the Washington game, because honestly, I told this to Sabrina D'Angelo, we had her on a couple weeks ago. I don't remember a goal ever being scored that late in a match, going back even, you have to go back to the days of the NASL when they played till somebody scored. We scored goals in the 170th minute, which was insane. But when that was all happening, you obviously knew the Flash were down to their last kick, and what were you thinking getting in position to score that tying goal?
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what minute we were in, but I knew it was getting down to the extra time of the extra time. And, I was going back post. I was setting up for Jess McDonald to do her long throw because it was out of bounds. And Jaylene Hingle just got the ball and put it in play quickly. And at first I thought, what are you doing? And then I realized that when she passed it back to Jess, just because everybody was expecting this long throw, she had so much time and space to turn, look up and serve the ball in. And all that was going through my mind was, Lynn, get on the end of this ball. Lynn, you got to go. It's now or never. So, it just honestly crazy. I still watch the play and think, have like an out-of-body experience and think, wow, that's me. But, I just thought it's now or never. And it happened, and I'm so happy it did.
Well, we are tremendously happy for you as well, and for the place, for the whole team. And we're looking forward to, for next year, to a better season maybe, because in the beginning of the season, a lot of people wrote you guys off, and and you came up smelling like roses at the end. So
it was incredible. Lynn, I got to ask you one thing, and that people have asked talk to me about this, and you realize that the penalty you scored was the winning penalty. You don't think of it because Sabrina made those incredible saves, but you were the last person to score, and the way you did it was just cool as a cucumber. I mean, one step and just was that something you planned, or was it just something that you decided to do at that moment?
I can't give you away my secrets.
No, don't give away the secrets, believe me.
It was definitely something planned. I've practiced it a bunch of times, and I just felt in that moment that that's the PK that I should be taking in the moment. And just play it cool, act like you've been there before, and try to calm your nerves. And thank God she drove the other way, and I got to go that way.
Yeah,
certainly, in a penalty situation, you're trying to outdo the goalkeeper, because you probably watch them which way they're gonna go, and that's a mental kind of thing. And when I saw you kick the ball, I said, oh, my God, because it was like a slow motion kind of thing. And luckily, like you said, she went on the other side. So, but it was a tremendous goal.
Paul Riley tells me every time that when I go up, I give him a heart attack. So when I practice that one.
The only thing that I can
It worked, definitely. Yeah.
The only thing that I can say, I compliment you because you were cool, calm, and collect. At least that's the way we saw it.
And had to take a lot of guts to do that because
Thank you.
Was, especially at that time in the game when the game was on the line. But we're very happy for the Flash. And let's switch gears to the national team because something I wanted to ask you and I wasn't sure of, and you can give us the answer. When you came out of the field on Wednesday, was that the first time you ever wore the U.S. jersey in a match at any level? Because I don't think I don't see that you played any youth games with the youth national teams. Is that correct?
No, I've played in two games with the 23s when they went to Spain in the La Manga tournament. So this third time, but first time with the senior team.
So what were your thoughts coming into the game, playing your first U.S. senior national team game, and then 49 seconds later, the ball's in the back of the net?
Yeah, I just came on, and I just wanted to make an impact. You know, soccer is really fun, and it's supposed to be a fun sport, and that's what I try to make it, just go out and have a good time. And definitely there was some nerves at first, trying to make a good impression. But, you know, Sam came up to me and was like, Lynn, they brought you here for a reason. Don't be anything you're not. Just do you. And I was like, I could do that. And then Carly, right before we're about to go into half, she says, you know what, just connect your first pass and then connect your second pass and just play simple and you'll be fine. And so that definitely gave me more confidence. But, you know, I just was trying to go in, have a good time, play soccer, and just enjoy myself. And the goal was, you know, a cherry on top because I wasn't expecting to come in and make an impact that quickly. But I'm happy that their center back made a mistake and I got to capitalize on it.
And they say records are made to be broken because yesterday's game, Kelly Ojai came in and scored 48 seconds into her first match as a national team player.
It's very exciting. We were joking around after because everybody knows in the NWSL we were both racing to be the Golden Boot and I beat her out with the one assist. So I was like, you know what, this is the soccer gods evening it out and you beating me by 1 second. So I'm super happy for her and just, I mean, that's incredible for her too.
Well, certainly we're looking forward, like I said before, we're looking forward to the next season. What are you going to do in the off season now?
In the off season, I'm hoping to get called into more camps. We'll see about that with the national team. Hanging out with my family, and then my boyfriend lives in Nebraska, so I'm going to go see him for a bit. So I'm kind of just bouncing all over the place, trying to see family and people who I haven't been able to see during the season, and then ready for next season and for the national team if I ever get called back in. So that's what I'm doing.
Very good.
Well, Lynn, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and again, congratulations, and we're looking forward to next year when the Flash are back in action in Rochester and defending the championship. So enjoy yourself, and again, we're very, very proud of you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Thanks, Lynn. And
have a great summer.
Have
a great winter.
Enjoy yourself. Bye-bye, Lynn.
Seems like summer, but now it's winter.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash, the NWSL Most Valuable Player, and now a member of our U.S. Women's National Team, along with Abby Dalcomper, who got her first caps over the past week, and Sam Mewis. So it's going to be a great season coming up for the Flash and the Rhinos. So Christmas time, get your season tickets for both the Rhinos and the Flash. They make great gifts. Come out and support both these teams. Coming up next is Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll talk more MLS playoffs on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. But no,
top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I'm Charles Schiano, Jr. I've practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district, and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Schiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
On Sunday, November 6th, St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, will have their annual Christmas Bazaar from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The chapel will have its annual Christmas items to sell, and there will be many vendors selling their crafts as well. All are welcome to attend the bazaar.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Asini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Asini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Asini for Congress.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report is brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, 4618 Ridge Road in Spencerport, 352-5300, or to dmfsp.com. It's the big weekend coming up before Halloween. Be sure to visit the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone, where you can have your chance to save the world from the zombie apocalypse. Make your reservations for this weekend. Give the Doug Miller Family Sports Park a call, 352-5300. You don't want to miss it. It's a great way to spend Halloween. Michael, and boy, what a weekend of MLS action, and we're getting ready for the postseason, and you don't have to worry about the matches. You do have to worry about them, I guess, Wednesday, Thursday, but it's no New York City FC or Red Bulls. They don't play till Sunday.
Well, I don't have to worry about them, but I will be watching them, particularly the Eastern Conference games, for obvious reasons, just to see who will be the NYCFC and the Red Bulls opponents. It's going to be quite a busy postseason for yours truly, with the Cosmos as well playing in the NASL, the championship, their semifinal game on November the 5th and November the 6th. We're going to have back-to-back games in New York at Yankee Stadium and Red Bull Arena. You don't know when they're going to be played yet, but it's going to be the craziest and maybe the greatest soccer weekend ever in the New York City area. But I'm not complaining.
Just hope the weather's going to be good.
I hope so, because a bunch of the writers and myself plan to, as long as the games are not back-to-back that Sunday, that we will migrate from one stadium to another. And so hopefully there will be one game at 3, the other at 7:30. And I wonder if MLS planned it that way to give us some extra time to get from here to there. We'll see what happens. I think they'll plot the schedule hopefully in the next few days.
Well, we'll see how
officially
that
goes the schedule.
We'll see who gets in, because the November 6th, it'll be FC Dallas and the Colorado Rapids hosting their playoff game. So the first weekend, it's the lower seed gets the first match in the playoffs. But first of all, before we get into the more details, I do want to mention this. MLS announced today that they set a record attendance for 2016. They averaged over 21,000 fans a game, which, by the way, crushes the NBA and the NHL. So when they say there are four major sports in America, they just don't like soccer, because there are five major sports, and MLS is quickly becoming a major player in the United States. It's the sixth largest attended soccer league in the world, and that's a tremendous accomplishment. A tremendous kudos go to Major League Soccer and all the teams and all the fans for Michael for doing this. It's great the way this league has grown, and it's just going to get better and better.
You know, if you want to get technical, soccer is, let's face it, the number four sport in the country. I really think it's surpassed hockey. And listen, I covered the Amerks in the day, and I did some New York Rangers and Islanders, and I still occasionally do Islanders down here, and I love the sport. But just looking at interest and the numbers, I think it has surpassed hockey. Nothing against hockey, but it's just the cold numbers say otherwise. And when you add the interest in European and South American soccer, or football, as they call it in the rest of the world, the interest grows tremendously.
Well, certainly, Mike, I concur with you, because I've been an aficionado of hockey in my younger days with the Amerks. Soccer is really taking hold in the United States, and not only from the professional stage, but also from the youth stage. There's a lot of more kids interested in playing soccer than there is playing hockey, and baseball, of course, too. But soccer is really taking a hold. There's a lot of soccer mothers, soccer mom. You don't see hockey mom being reported any place. So it's kudos to soccer.
Well, I think soccer moms, the phrase began, I think, during the 1996 presidential election. Scant 20 years ago. There are hockey moms, but let's face it, there are a lot more kids playing soccer than I think any other sport, any other team sport around, organized and not always organized. Mm-hmm. And it's, it goes back to the old days in the NASL when this player by the name of Pelé joined the Cosmos and helped start a soccer boom we are still feeling today, and I think we'll feel for a very long time. I'm not talking years, but decades. So no doubt there's a different landscape in soccer today compared to even 2 or 3 years ago. And, attendance at MLS, I know stadiums, unless they add seats to stadiums, there's going to be a top to it. Most new stadiums are between 20 and 25,000. Yes, you've got Seattle's a home field that seats 40,000 plus, and they could pack them in. And NYCFC's got Yankee Stadium if they ever want to open up the upper deck for a big game, i.e. a Hudson River Derby game. They could probably fill the place or come close to that. But there's going to be a ceiling, I think, to MLS attendance unless they start building bigger soccer-specific stadiums or they add room to it. Nothing wrong, though. Nothing wrong with having 25,000 seat sellouts for every game. Nothing wrong at all.
Mike, you just mentioned a little while ago the revolution that the Pelé brought to the United States as far as soccer is concerned. Is there a Pelé right now in MLS or in the United States or any other world right now that...
He may be playing for Borussia Dortmund right now, Michael, by name of Kristen Pulisic. I mean, this is a kid who the rumor is, if you haven't heard, Barcelona is interested in purchasing him, which would be, I don't know if it's good for him or not. I mean, it would be good to play with Messi and with Neymar and Suarez and all those great players, but how much time would he get on the field is really the question. But at 18 years old, well, he could be the next biggest thing in U.S. soccer.
I was thinking the same thing about, you know, how much playing time would he get. Of course, training with them, playing with them every day in training obviously would raise the level of the game. But when a player goes overseas, he wants to play in games, not play in practice. And nothing wrong about practice. And I think every American player knows they're taking a risk going over there. In MLS, you know, you're probably a starter or a regular. You mm-hmm. might be a member of the U.S. national team. You go over to Europe, and I don't care, you know, what country it is, you're another player, and you've got to prove yourself again. And the competition, different world, different orbit, literally. So, yes, it would be great having an American with Barcelona, but as you said, Andrew, will he get the playing time? That's a tough decision, and I think he, Christian, and his parents are going to make that if it does come to fruition. There's something to be said about maybe playing in the same league as a Barcelona or a Real Madrid if he goes to another team in La Liga and playing there regularly. No shame about that. But, of course, when Barcelona wants you and they're dangling millions of dollars in front of you or euros, how could you say no to that? So if that transfer deal comes to fruition, they've got some tough decisions to make.
We got just a couple minutes left, Michael. We got four matches in MLS because we don't know who's going to be playing who yet because they believe the teams will be reseeded. We'll see about that. But so Toronto FC, Philadelphia, and LA Galaxy, Salt Lake are the Wednesday matches. What do you think prediction wise?
You know, Toronto FC and Philadelphia, two teams that I think are on the way down, but I think Toronto is going to find a way to get past Philadelphia. And I just think Bruce Arena will work his magic with LA, and they'll get into the semifinals.
Salt Lake's not playing very well right now. I mentioned to Dick Howard, though, if it does come down to Toronto FC against NYCFC, there might have to be a little wager there between you two.
I could put up some Macintosh apples.
There you go.
Maybe against some maple syrup, perhaps. We'll see what Dick wants to wager.
Then Wednesday is D.C. against Montreal, and Seattle hosts Sporting Kansas City.
D.C., the hottest team in the league right now. That's one team I would not want to play in the playoffs as much as possible. The most dangerous team in the East. I'll take, and the other game, I'm going to take Seattle. I think this is a time for Jordan Morris to really take center stage. We'll see what happens. Not that he's done too shabby. He hasn't done too shabby this season in his first year. But like I said, I'll take the Sounders.
I think the four home teams, I think, is a pretty safe bet in a one game situation. And then teams will get reseeded. Then coming up on Sunday, 3:00 on ESPN, and then at 5 p.m. on ESPN, and then Fox Sports 1 has the two late games. Four games. You can see all the semifinal first leg matches here on Sunday. So great day to watch soccer in the United States. So, Michael, enjoy the matches, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Stay warm.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to the weekend.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks, Michael. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Of course, Michael will be covering the Red Bulls and New York City FC in the playoffs in MLS, and Michael and Dick Howard will be covering or watching Toronto FC as they look to advance for the first time ever as well. So,
and you're going to be watching Chelsea, and they're going to be watching you, man.
That's right. Well, I'll watch MLS as well, definitely. I'd love to see Toronto and New York City FC play. It'll be a lot good for the show.
Yeah.
I want to thank Lynn Williams for being our special guest tonight, and also Aaron Heifetz from U.S. Soccer to help out with getting that interview. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. We'll be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Want to note that.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.